Welcome back to the Blanket Up Sports Show, and we're going to be talking about a new subject, Duke Blue Devils. Are they gonna make that run with Marvin Bagley? You know, I think Marvin Bagley's probably going to go first round, first pick. That's just me, you know. Trey Young, he's looking great, but I think Marvin Bagley will take he'll go first round. But let's talk about Duke. Duke looked phenomenal to start the season. You know, got to 11-0, and then lost to Boston College for the second year in a row. They just can't seem to get over that hump. I guess a small name, they just overlook it. You know, and a lot of it, they looked good, but a lot of their games were, oh God, we're playing these guys, you know, we're playing Wake Forest, or we're playing, you know, Allen, you know, just unranked teams that are lucky if they can scratch by a few wins a year. Three times they've scored over 100 points this year. FSU, Evansville, and SFU. SFU, they scored 124 points. Evansville, they scored 104, and FSU, they scored 100. And twice, they've been 1 point away, they scored 99 points. That was against Princeton and UVU. You know, in the 97, on their first win against the season. You know, 96 against South Dakota. Yeah. And then you lose to NC State, 96-85. You let NC State score 96 points? That was their second loss of the season. You know, UVA is a great team. That was a 2-point game. That's just who wanted it more, and UVA definitely wanted it more. You know, the big game a couple nights ago against UNC, and they couldn't pull it off. You know, they had some mistakes, turnovers, served a big factor in the game. Then they redeemed themselves, but Duke's not going far this year, ladies and gentlemen. And as a diehard Duke fan, yep, go ahead, I'll wait for the hate mail. As a diehard Duke fan, it pains me, and I suffer to say that, because they're so talented. Allen as a senior leading four freshmen, and one of them is going to be a first-round multi-millionaire by next year. Won't even take a year. But, you know, here in the next 6 months, he's playing with Allen's probably going to go to the NBA. He won't go first or second round. He'll be a late-round pick. But he'll go. You know, he'll be that guy that can come in and score you your 10 points a night. Hit a few clutch threes here and there. He'll pop up in the media, up and down. But they're not gonna make it to Sweet 16. They've proved, unless they go on a run, on these last, you know, on these next couple of weeks, unless they really stick it to them and every team and really put together what they can do, they're not going to make it this week 16. They've proved that they get down at halftime and they can't come back, and they're going to do it. They either stop you in the ground, or they prove they can't come back because they overlooked you. And if they get away with it, it's because of pure luck, but they won't make it to the Sweet 16. They're not going to luck out on it for a halftime, especially against a team getting close. That's it for this segment on the Duke Blue Devils. Hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in here in a little bit on the Blanket Up Sports Show for a new segment.